This is an iHeart podcast.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
The Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I got to get myself calmed down. That amps me up a little bit, Chris. That does. Even though the guy said he wanted you to play more Ted Nugent. Does Ted Nugent? Now, don't get me wrong. I like Ted Nugent. How many songs are we talking about here? I mean, Stranglehold, if that's the name of the song, is really, really, really good. I know we play that one. What are the other ones? Yeah, you know what? You know what? I'm sure even asking the question now, the email inbox will be full of that tomorrow. I'm going to get to the Army news here in a second that is certainly not good. I want to get to some calls because I made a promise. RW, Mississippi. Go, boss.
Hey, Jesse, tonight I hear you talking about the problem of lack of fathers in homes in America. Dude, that's the problem, you know, across the board. All the stats you're giving, absolutely true. One of the things I didn't hear you talk about, though, was why that is, man. It's because of feminism and divorce laws. Nowadays, a guy's got to be nuts to get married because at any time a dime can say, hey, I'm not happy, he loses half his stuff and loses access to his kids.
I'll tell you something. That's not out of line. Nothing he just said right there is out of line. And this is something people don't talk about at all. And that was, look, it's a very good point. We have decided, and this is, look, how this happened is not difficult. We just, women were more activist and more involved when it came to this area of politics. Family law in this country is broken beyond belief. And look, when you deal with, and maybe you have dealt with it several times, maybe you're dealing with it now when you deal with things like divorce and custody and who gets this and that, but you're always getting into an extra sensitive, ugly area you should really never touch on the radio. So, of course, you know I'm going to dive right into it. What, Chris? It's fine. But he brings up a fair point. All these court systems now are so slanted against men that has most definitely hurt things. But that doesn't change what I said at the beginning of the show. If you missed it, you just have to go download the podcast. None of that changes what I said at the beginning of the show. Kids need a dad in the home. And whenever a dad is not in the home, you have not a guarantee, not by any stretch of the imagination. Tons of kids out there raised by a single mom have turned out fine. But the odds all of a sudden turn against you if dad's gone. If dad's there, I mean, they have a bunch of studies out there now. Here, how crazy is this? If dad's there, but just a crappy dad, you actually have a good chance of turning out okay. Maybe you had a crappy dad. And no dad's perfect. Lord knows I'm a crappy dad. But even a crappy dad, but a dad who's there, you turn out better. It's just, it is what it is. Look, we're made a certain way. Kids are made to have a mom and a dad. And I know the society has just lied to women and lied to men. And I am woman and hear me roar. And men are scum. And my kid don't need no man. And That's a lie, man. That is critical for a child, for sons and daughters. Thank you, Lord, for not giving me daughters. Appreciate you very much. Appreciate you very much. Barry in New York, go.
Yeah, we need to get a handle on climate change by putting severe restrictions on driving, and we should have alternatives like bicycling, walking, and carpooling, because otherwise this earth is going to be destroyed.
Wait, are you being serious?
Seriously, yes.
You think that your car is changing the climate of the earth?
Millions of people are driving unnecessarily. They don't
unnecessarily?
Have to
what do you mean unnecessarily?
shopping and going. I mean, there are other ways to do this. It's also going to be healthier for society.
No, okay, no, that's actually a very fair point. So, okay, I agree. These people are driving unnecessarily. Who should decide what is necessary and unnecessary driving?
Well, if we leave it up to the individuals, everyone's going to say it's necessary. So there should be restrictions that are put
no,
in
no,
place.
I agree. No, boy, I'm with you. Yes. Who should write those restrictions and enforce them?
I guess it'll have to be up to the local governments. I don't know who else is going to be able to do it.
So you haven't thought this through at all, and you're trying to carpet bomb and kill about 20 million people just because you didn't think something through? Stop being stupid, okay? Stupidity is expensive, okay? You understand this is why we are in such trouble. People fall in love with these ideas. They fall in love with these idiotic talking points like they see on television. Well, cars are killing us! All right, what should we do about that? Well, don't drive unnecessarily. Okay, well, who should decide what's necessary? Oh, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it before. In the meantime, Barry, while you sit there worrying about the emissions from your SUV, your climate change measures are already killing people across the globe. They're already killing people across the globe. And if they continue pushing forward, and it looks like they are going to push forward, we are talking about the death of a billion people, maybe more. And in case you're still listening out there, I want you to understand those aren't my words. I want you to go listen to the various climate change activists very early on. One of them was emphatic. The population of the Earth should be well below 5 billion. And that's the only way the Earth will be sustainable. So because CNN and a bunch of idiot scientists told you carbon was bad for the Earth, you're going to kill 2 billion people? Think. We can't afford stupidity anymore. Think. Jeff in Illinois, go.
Yes, Mr. Jesse Kelly. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun with Jeff in Illinois. Jeff in Illinois decided to make a declaration using this giant platform. Dude, I love you. You know, the patriot of Earth, okay? And with that being said, I want a declaration to the Strategic Oil Reserve. When are they starting to refill it? And I want to know the day that it's full again. So I am...
They're never going to refill it. They're never going to refill it because, and this is the bad news. They're not going to refill it because gas prices are so high and Democrats, remember this, remember, they came out, remember, this is the White House. I want you to listen very closely to what he says. This is the White House. They're being pressed every day. Gas prices. What are you doing about gas prices? What about gas prices? He's out here explaining to you in a very political way. They just want to delay this pain a little bit longer to transition us into solar and wind and all the other idiocy they're selling. Does this sound like a man who's interested in refilling the Strategic Oil Reserve?
So it's about making a choice between what is the short term and the medium term so that we can make sure we have enough oil and gas to support us through the transition. And what are the kind of steps that we don't want the oil and gas industry to take that would have long-term consequences when we don't want new major projects that would take 20, 30 years to become profitable. So we have to make that differentiation to make sure that the American consumer has what it needs to grow our economy and the global economy, but not take steps and endanger the climate work that we're trying to do to make sure that we're on a better footing to accelerate the transition.
I'm honestly tempted to play that again so you can hear him. Did you hear what he said? Did you really hear what he said? Well, you know, I mean, we don't need more oil and gas. Well, we need maybe just a little to help people get by. I mean, we need people to get by, but we don't want too much. We don't want the industry to start again. We really want the industry to die because it's murdering the planet. Oh, no. We want to help you. We want your gas prices to get low, but we definitely want the oil people who are giving you that gas. We want them to become extinct and all of them die because they're killing Mother Earth. Do you hear how they talk to you? Remember something. The destruction is not accidental. Here's the Rear Admiral Buttigieg.
The more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
The more pain we're experiencing, the more benefit there is. They're not sitting around trying to solve the gas price problem. Johnny, Tennessee, go, sir.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse, I have had the runaround from the VA. I've been down there numerous times, and they have denied me any help whatsoever. I've been down there.
What's wrong? Hold on. What's wrong, Johnny? What's wrong with you, bud?
They won't give me any benefits.
How old are you, buddy?
I'm 72. I spent 4 years in the Navy on an aircraft carrier from 69 to 73.
Hey, Johnny, I don't know if you email. I'm sorry, we're up against the break. I don't know if you email. Email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. If you do email, I ain't saying we can, you know, work a miracle for you. I'm not making any promises on there, but I might have somebody you can talk to. So email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. All right. We're not done with these. I'm going to talk about the Army next, then we'll get to more of these. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Just keep in mind, the people who are wrecking us right now, they're not upset about it. They're not going to stop. They don't feel bad. They're not looking at starving people in Sri Lanka and saying, oh, dang, we really screwed up. They're thrilled. Please tell me you have some food. I don't mean, you know, a bag of Doritos in the cupboard. Please tell me you have an emergency food supply that'll help you and your family survive. If you don't, that is the most basic thing you should be doing right now. My friends at My Patriot Supply, they got a hookup for you. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. What you're going to find there is a 3-month food supply, 3 months for you, for an individual, 3 months for $150 off. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Get one for every individual in your household, okay? Wife, husband, kids, everyone needs one of these. 3 months, you can survive. Preparewithjessekelly.com.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
And one, two, five. If I told you that lie.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. And maybe you're thinking Jesse was too harsh on that guy, Barry, from New York, who wanted to stop all this driving. Your driving's unnecessary. Well, maybe you're still listening. Barry, I want you to listen to something for a second because I want you to understand something. Maybe I was too harsh. Maybe I am mean. Well, let's be honest. I am mean. But, Barry, you understand. Anyone listening to the sound of my voice who buys into the climate change stuff, carbon's wrecking the earth, you do understand that all the people who are selling you this are lying to you, right? All of them. Even the scientists, the politicians, the actors, every one of them, they're all lying to you. Why do you think they all get caught doing this stuff? Is the video not playing, Chris? We don't have it. What happened to it? What happened to the video? You know what? That's fine. You know what? That's on you, Chris. Now you're going to have to sit through it.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Sorry, Chris, you had to endure it. Your video didn't play. All right, play it now.
Okay, so I might be late to the party here, but I just got put on to celeb jets, and this is f***ing insane. Never tell me to use a paper straw again. Kylie Jenner takes a 3-minute flight from one end of LA to another end of LA on a weekly basis. Like, I've been tracking this stuff recently, and she's taken this trip like 4 times this week. This is Floyd Mayweather's jet. I saw him go back and forth from that airport to the other airport, back and forth. I looked it up. It's a 20-minute car ride. That was a 10-minute plane ride that he took. It took a little loop-de-loop, which actually he probably didn't even save any time because you have to board the plane, put your bags on there. It's insanity. And yet, they're telling me to recycle cans. Buddy, we're just letting these guys dump CO2 into the atmosphere. It's crazy. One of the most insane ones is, like, last week I saw on the Golf Channel, like, I was watching the Open, and everybody kept saying, Jack Nicklaus can never go to the Open Championship again. He's retired from visiting there. His plane has gone literally from Scotland last week. He went all the way to Lake Tahoe, down to L.A., back to the East Coast, and now he's in the fucking French Riviera. Well, I mean, what are we doing here? This is insane. The turtles are screwed.
That was some guy named Intern Watts. But you understand they're all lying to you. And I know that's so very hard because climate change is such a death cult. But the cult part of it is part of it. It's so very hard to find out that your religion is a false one and that your God is a false God and that your priests have been lying to you the whole time about everything. And they've been lying just so they can get more money and power for themselves. That's a tough thing to accept. I'm not naive. But Barry, John Kerry, all these guys, they all fly private all the time because they know climate change is one gigantic lie. You're out there looking at all these headlines, and you know what they do so much now? They put these dark red splotches on the map. It's extra hot, extra heat. You're all being manipulated. The weather's basically the same now as it ever has been. The Earth goes through climate patterns. Sometimes it cools, sometimes it's warm. Why do you think they've been warning about the oceans rising for, what, 50 years, and the oceans are at the exact same level they've always been? Why do you think all the climate change things that are happening are things you can't see? Why do you think when they talk to you about climate change, why do you think they reference the polar ice caps because they know you're never going to go look at the polar ice caps. And it's so easy for them to simply say they're melting. It's virtually an ice cube now. It's like one of those big cubes you put in your old fashioned at the restaurant because they know you will never go up there and see it. It's all a lie. Break free, Barry. Break free. 877-377-4373. Joaquin, real quick, go, boss.
Well, I had three things I need you to keep me to number two for the happy ending. First, our Hispanic brothers and sisters, they need to cram it down their throats and refer to themselves as proud Latin ex-Democrats. Number two, if you replay, I think it was Friday, Grandma Vaca, if you didn't catch it at the very end, she really slipped up. She was about to let the cat out of the bag regarding what their plans were for winning the agenda. Listen to that, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And then the third one is that Vladimir Zelensky and Vladimir Putin, they have...
Mitch in Georgia, go.
Hey, man. I was actually going to talk just directly about a statement.
Headline. Army cuts force size amid unprecedented battle for recruits. That's the headline today. We are flat out now. It's gone beyond the soft purge I've been warning you about for 2 years. Now they're just flat out admitting we don't have enough people to fill this up. And the thing is, they're bending over backwards to excuse what's happening right now. They're going into all the unqualified people, and that's very fair. There are a bunch of people who are less qualified now than they've ever been because they're more obese, more out of shape, and they're on more pills than they've ever been, which will disqualify you. But the truth is, that's not the reason you're having this drastic of a problem. Everyone knows the reason you're having this drastic of a problem. And once again, in a continuing theme on tonight's show, we live in an anti-truth society where we're going to pretend like the truth I'm about to tell you isn't really the truth. Nevertheless, it most definitely is the truth. I promise you that. You want to know what the truth is? Why is the military recruiting down so much? I'll tell you in a second. There's no sense in pretending.
Your eyes give you... The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the men who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor: Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first Black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And remember, you can email the show anything you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. You can email those all to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The headline is Army cuts its force size amid unprecedented battle for recruits. If you go, you know, we do Medal of Honor Monday every Monday, right? I want you to, I mean, you don't have to, you can take my word for it, but if you'd like, you can go do something for me. I want you to go online at one of the various places where all the Medal of Honor citations are, and I want you to randomly, pick 20 of those locations, 20 of the citations. Just stay with me for a second. You see, when you get to the citation, you will often find, not always, they did it differently in different conflicts, but you will oftentimes find they list the hometown where the guy hailed from. I want you to go pick 20, completely random, from, I mean, World War II to now. I want you to pick 20 Medal of Honor citations, and I want you to see if you realize something about where they're from. I've been doing this a while now. Well, I mean, I've only been on the radio a few years, but I've been doing Medal of Honor stuff and reading about them and stuff like that for a long time now. And you know what you don't see a ton of? It was Bob from New York City. It was Bill from LA. It was Jerry from Philadelphia. And that's not to say there aren't, I mean, millions of people who've served in from New York City with distinction and Philly with distinction and L.A. and things that, that's obviously a fact. But the truth is, who has filled our military ranks for a long time has often been rural Americans, people who live outside of the cities. And you know I'm not anti-city, but that's just a fact. The truth is, the guys that grow up shooting squirrels in Tennessee when they're 7 years old, that guy goes on to win medals. That guy goes on to join your military and win wars for you. You know where they're having the biggest recruiting problem right now? The southeastern part of the United States of America. Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas. The number of recruits they're used to getting from these areas, they're not getting them anymore. Why? Kids who grow up in rural Alabama, hunting deer from the earliest age, a kid who you could hand him a pocket knife and he could probably survive just fine in the woods for about a week for himself, that kid, he's not signing up to learn about how much white people suck. He doesn't want to shower and bunk with transsexuals. He doesn't want to have a gay rainbow flag everywhere he turns. He doesn't want to go to pride parades. He doesn't want to learn how oppressed women are. That kid is going to go do something else. And he dang sure doesn't want to be forced to take a vaccine that he knows he doesn't need and thinks he doesn't trust. But instead of tackling those issues, they're going to deal with everything else except for that problem. Because that problem is the real problem. And here in anti-truth America, that's the one thing we can't do is ever under any circumstances deal with the real problem. Look, I was that kid. I grew up in Bozeman, Montana. You've never heard of it. I think it was 30,000 people when I grew up there, 35,000 people. What do we do after school? And this is high school. What do we do after school? There was nothing else to do. You ran home. You packed up food. You grabbed a sleeping bag, maybe a tent. You grabbed a weapon of some kind or two. You threw all those things in your car. And this is high school. And you drove out to the mountains. And we drove out to the mountains. And you would go and you'd all pull up at a campsite. And we're there to party and have fun, right? But what did you do right away? We all got out right away. Everyone started gathering up firewood. We all pulled out our hatchets and axes. We started chopping up wood, started setting up our campsite, making a place for ourselves to bed down. I grew up sitting on mountainsides with my dad elk hunting, the wind blowing, sitting there in the snow. I grew up taking 400 plus yard shots at antelope in the plains of Montana, in eastern Montana. I wanted to join the Marines. That's the guy who fights for you. That's the guy who joins. There's not in a million years would I have joined the Marines now. One look at that Marine pride helmet from last month with the rainbow colored bullets in the back, I would have gone and done something else. Nope, not interested. I'll go do something else. The guys who win your wars for you are not interested in serving this filth. David in Florida, go.
Yes, we are being manipulated by a big lie about the economy. Green trees and green grass love carbon gases.
That's one of the most hilarious parts of all this lying they're doing. That carbon dioxide, they tell you that's a poison. That carbon that you're breathing out, it's what trees breathe in. It's their version of oxygen. And then they reprocess it to put out oxygen. It's almost like, man, gosh, if I wasn't some kind of conspiracy theorist, it almost seems like there's like a God who planned all this out. It's very weird. Dear possibly controlled Jesse, I love this. On July 8th, you said you'd explain the controlled opposition after the break. However, when you returned from the break, you discussed Mount Rushmore instead. Was this a deliberate omission? Did you simply forget? Or did you talk about it and your controller, Chris, deleted it from the podcast? We know he's definitely making sure you get your share of neocon interventionist propaganda by organizing a trip to Israel. So maybe he doesn't want too many people to think that he's your handler. I bet that's definitely it. Keep up the good work, the great work. He said you and the boys, even Chris. He's obviously kidding. All right, he's true. He's true. He's right. I did say I'd talk about the controlled opposition, and then I didn't when I came back from the break. Part of that may be Chris's Jewish manipulation to try to serve a new world order you people do? Is that it, Chris? Is that what it is? Part of it may have been that, but part of it also may just be that I'm stupid, and sometimes I lose focus. Controlled opposition is simply this. When you deal with so many of these Republicans in D.C. and whatnot, if I wanted to burn the studio right now, I wanted to burn it to the ground. I get mad about something. I'm a very short-tempered. Burn the studio. And Chris doesn't want me to burn the studio at all. He loves the studio. Michael's going to play the controlled opposition. So what Michael's going to do is this. I want to burn the studio to the ground. Burn it to the ground. Chris says, no, don't burn a square inch. Michael steps in and Michael says, hey, whoa, okay. Let's be reasonable. Let's compromise. Hey, we're not going to burn the whole studio, Jesse. That'd be crazy. Hey, let's burn half of it. We'll just burn half the studio down for now. Hey, don't worry, Jesse. Don't worry. We're just going to burn half of it down for now. We can maybe look at the other half an hour from now. But for now, we'll just burn half. Everyone good with it? Everyone good with it? And now there's Chris sitting there who didn't want any of it burned, watching half of it go up in flames because the person he thought was advocating for him is actually the controlled opposition. That's what controlled opposition is. And that's what, sadly, most of our Republicans in Washington, D.C., that's exactly what they are. Look, we don't have a ton of friends left in the system right now. We have some. Now we should support them. Look, we don't have a ton of corporations left. We don't have hardly anyone in government. I mean, speaking of corporations, how many corporations out there? How many sat out Pride Month? Not many, did they? Not many. Look, it was all over Texas here. Texas grocery store, Texas this, Texas that. You never saw Pure Talk do anything like that, did you? Nothing. because Pure Talk actually shares your values. Their CEO is a Vietnam veteran. They love America so much at Pure Talk, their entire customer service is based in America and staffed by actual Americans. You call, you actually talk to someone who speaks English. That's quite a thing. The average family saves $900 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. Our bill got cut in half. Takes less than 10 minutes to switch. It's cake. From your cell phone, dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I love this. I can't stop laughing about this. This is so great. Joe Biden gets back from his trip in the Middle East, and he's really kind of disappeared off the map for a few days. And Corinne Diversity Hire gets asked, hey, where's Joe? Boy, this answer is not good.
What exactly has he been doing yesterday and today?
So he's been in meetings. I was scheduled to meet with him today in the Oval Office. So he's been meeting with his senior staff. He's been meeting with a staff. I think some of you may have seen him when the First Lady of Ukraine was visiting with our First Lady. I believe you saw him very briefly. Mm-hmm. So he's just been very busy dealing with the issues of the American people.
Oh, very busy. Well, look, he's got a lot of ins, a lot of outs. There's a lot of things going. There's been meetings, a lot of meetings. Look, I'm scheduled for a meeting. It was meetings and meeting this, meeting senior staff. Yeah, Joe Biden hasn't met with a single soul. He hasn't done a single thing. He's been curled up in his bed. That's what Joe Biden's been doing, eating tapioca pudding and resting. Hi, Jesse. This past weekend, I stopped in a Mexican restaurant in Fargo, North Dakota. As we were waiting to be seated, twin girls who were about two years old started screaming and hitting their father as they rested. It was so deafening, I started singing ay, 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 ay to block out the noise and the sight of the half man being assaulted by his kids. But their crying was so loud, I forgot the next line, nor could I figure out why I was singing that specific song. Where had I heard it before? Then I realized it was the Frito Bandito song from the Jesse Kelly Show. I was able to finish with I Am the Frito Bandito. Thanks to you and your show, I was able to find some escape. Repetition helps, and I imagine the folks at Mantis X are also killing it. We just had another guy email in. They heard some kids singing the Frito Bandito song when their dad sent them to get chips in the grocery store. We've brought it back.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Oh, that's so beautiful. All right, one or two more of these, and we got to get to headlines. Hi, Chris. Congrats on the wedding. Remember, your emails go to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They all go to Chris, and then he prints them out for me. Jesse, NPR receives federal tax monies to be kept on the airwaves, though it's a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party. Let's defund the nest of communist rats. What say you? NPR gets about 5% of its funding from you, the taxpayer, from the federal government. Republicans run every single time on defunding NPR, and then every single time Democrats will throw the funding of NPR in some gigantic bill, and Republicans will all do the, well, I have really no choice but to vote for it thing, and they all run right out and pull the lever and vote for the bill. That's because we're not sending actual freedom fighters to Washington, D.C. We're sending controlled opposition. Jesse, I've been thinking about why the Democratic Party constituency is becoming well-educated white people. I think guilt is the primary reason. Education system does everything it can to make people feel guilty about being who they are. All right. No, hold on. Hold on. Listen, guilt is not part of why the Democratic Party is going the way it's going. Now, they push white guilt, but remember, they don't feel white guilt at all. What they feel is this. They feel as if they are kings and queens, and they feel as if you are an ignorant peasant. And this goes doubly for anybody who's viewed as a minority. They view it's their job as being the kings and queens. They have to help the poor, downtrodden black man. That obviously, are you going to say, is that racist? Of course that's racist. It's terrible. But that, it's not really a racist view of the world. It's more of a classist view of the world. They just feel like they should be able to control the world. And there are these problems. And of course, we as the kings will be benevolent dictators about the whole thing. They do see themselves as kings and queens. It's easier to accept when you realize that.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
AOC is among the Dems of Congress, including fellow squad members, arrested. Arrested or not, one of the funnier things going on out there right now is there's video of this. AOC and Ilhan Omar, they pretended as if they were handcuffs. They put their hands behind their back and acted as if they were handcuffed as they were being escorted off Capitol Hill. Just remember, the communist, because he is an evil demon, at his base is a liar. The communist lies about everything. The communist lacks compunction. That's what helps him along with this whole thing. Biden weighing climate emergency declaration. In the middle of all this, Joe Biden is thinking about further reducing oil, further reducing the oil leases, and using federal funds for solar and wind. Remember, they're not going to slow down because they're facing a bloodbath in the midterms. That's how a logical person would think. Maybe that's how you would think. That's definitely how the Republicans would think. The communist never thinks that way at all. He's going to get as much done as he can possibly get done before he takes his bloodbath beating in the midterms. White House activates, World Health Organization, I'm sorry, activates monkeypox emergency panel as case numbers soar. We know what's causing monkeypox. It's not that difficult. Someone just get Lindsey Graham home. Woke Reddit bans the word groomer as hate speech. Reddit, I don't really understand what Reddit is, so I'm not going to go into that at all. Chip investment decisions await congressional action on $52 billion funding bill. Yes, just a little reminder for you, the chips we use that power virtually everything we need powered, they're made in Taiwan. China's going to invade Taiwan. If China invades Taiwan and takes over the ability to make those chips, that's really not a good thing. It turns out, in the end, it's actually not a smart national security policy to outsource all the manufacturing of your critical infrastructure to another country, certainly not one in an entirely different hemisphere. All right. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, all are welcome. That's all.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.